Welcome everybody to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am Trebuchet. I am going to be leading this wrestling talk, if you will. Sitting directly to my left, the one, the only, Cody Goads.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going? How's Havendale?
It can also be, be called Hulk Jokin.
Oh, Hulk Jokin. Cool. But no, how's Havendale as a middle name working out for you?
Doing well.
Doing well?
Doing
okay,
well.
That's cool. Just wanted to put that out there.
Dalicious.
Sitting directly across from him, the one, the only, your returning champion, Brooke the Bruiser. How's it going?
Good. How are you? I didn't know I was returning champion.
I heard this is the Undisputed Podcast starring Brooke Bruce. Featuring... Chance, which I'm self and Trebuchet.
I feel like if it's starring you, you should be our returning champion. I'm just saying. And last but certainly not least, sitting to her left, the one, the only, A-Train. Way better than the B-Train. How's it going?
Always better than the B-Train.
Notably in his absence, Showtime Schultz is currently not with us. Three claps for him. He will be back next week, hopefully, to grace you with all his wrestling knowledge. So, because of who we have here, since both the A-Train and the Bruiser have been watching pro wrestling for about a calendar year now, we're going to go into that calendar year and talk about our favorite rivalries, our favorite promos, our favorite moments over the past 12 months.
Okay, I like it.
So, let's just go ahead and jump right into this, guys. We're going to start with a bad one, actually, because you were talking about it before the show.
I was.
Harper versus Rowan.
Yeah.
And that is the Bludgeon Brothers, collectively. Former members of the Usos, or not the Usos, the Wyatt family, excuse me. And after they fell out with the Wyatts, they had a little bit of a rivalry going, and it seemed like every SmackDown, they were just fighting each other.
It seemed like it was never going to end.
I know. I was really just like, I believe we went to 3 live events or something like that, and I've seen them fight every single one. I was like, not again.
It's like, this is just now a regular part of WWE.
Yeah. But they rekindled their broken friendship, and they're Bludgeon people now. And how do we feel about the Bludgeon Brothers
guys? I'm obsessed with the Bludgeon Brothers. Mm. Obsessed.
I love their theme music. I think it's really cool. I like the hammers. I still think that they need work with the mask. Like,
he's changed it. They changed the camera angle. They've given up on the mask.
They've given up on him putting the mask on the hammer. There's like, we're not doing that anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Too many botched entrances.
I feel like either both of them should wear masks or neither of them should wear masks. That's the way I feel about it.
Mask or get off the pot.
Has Luke Harper ever donned a mask?
No, and that to my knowledge.
So
I
think that's just Eric Rowan? Yeah. I'm used to just calling him Rowan.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's just his thing, and I actually really like the mask. Mm. It makes me think of Rob Zombie, House of Thousand Corpses.
Yes.
My favorite.
Great flick. Great flick. That's fair. I feel like Rowan wears the mask because Harper's kind of their mouthpiece, is what they're going to do, because Rowan doesn't talk a whole lot.
No.
Like, in the history of watching him perform, like, he's talked, but, like, not a whole lot. He's probably said 3 sentences total and then just get out of there.
Yeah,
right.
He's a physical specimen. He's fun to look at.
It's
kind of
like Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Enzo was the mouth and Big Cass was the muscle.
It works. But in Rowan and Harper's case, they're both the big guys. So
yeah,
like,
they will both.
I'm like, Harper's not exactly like the small guy running around here.
They'll both go through a brick wall, no problem.
Absolutely. So, yeah, just goes to show you that no matter how bitter the rivalries are, you can still rekindle it and get back together.
That's beautiful.
I know. World Wrestling Entertainment, bringing people together. But, all right, let's move on to our next one. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. And this is the infamous rivalry where Strowman would say, I'm not finished with you yet.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that came from.
Man.
What do we think about this guy?
Well, that was during Raw Talk. Yes. It wasn't even during a pay-per-view or Raw itself.
No, I think my favorite moment from this rivalry would have to be the ambulance match And the aftermath that ensued with that, with Reigns backing Strowman into the semi while he was in the back of the ambulance.
Yes. That, the WWE loves some good car destruction.
And I still hold firm that Roman Reigns won that match. The ambulance was supposed to drive, but the bell was rung beforehand.
Yes.
We call that driver error. That's what it is. He was robbed, is what you're saying.
He was robbed.
Highway robbery. That's fair. That's fair.
Which really only further fuels Reigns' bitterness towards Strowman, which will make for a fantastic match.
I think this rivalry really boosted Strowman up to that next level.
Yeah.
Like, Roman Reigns is, like, the guy with, like, the most attention. Like, people either love him or they hate him, and then you put Strowman in there, this monster, and you just have them just constantly go back and forth. You never know who's going to come out on top here. And I love the thing that came out of this rivalry is that Strowman just keeps destroying vehicles left and right now.
Right.
Like, he's just tipping over semis.
Trying to teach people to tip over cars.
Trying to teach Alexa Bliss how to tip over a car. Yeah. You can check that out on WWE, Mixed Match, everybody. Great, great stuff. And Strowman's really come into his own. Roman Reigns is kind of faltered a little bit. Like, he's won the Intercontinental Championship since and then lost it.
I can't believe you'd say that in front of me.
I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying, though. Like, he's just Roman Reigns. He's going to destroy people, but I'd like to see something new from him.
Who are you more intimidated by, Roman Reigns or Braun Strowman?
Oh, wow.
Braun.
No contest.
Roman, really? Interesting. I would say Braun right now, looking to affect the grappling hook. he's just pulling out all the stops. Right. Like, it's very interesting. But this week on Raw, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, they had a triple threat between John Cena, Elias, and Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
And Elias won to be the last person to come out of Elimination Chamber because Elimination Chamber's coming up. And four people are in pods. Winning this match, Elias has allowed himself to be the last person released from his pod, which is one of the bigger upsets that's happened this year so far.
Yeah.
And it looks like we got a pretty good John Cena-Elias rivalry going on, and I would not be surprised if at WrestleMania they booked that match, just because there's a lot of heat there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Or I don't feel like we're going to give Cena a title match because John Cena still makes movies and goes on the road and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas Elias seems like he's here for the long haul. People want to cheer for him, and then he tears down the city in his lyrics and his songs, and people immediately turn on him.
I
love you. You make fun of all these other cities. Oh, wait. You made fun of ours now. I don't like you.
And what gives him the ultimate staying power is he uses the WWE acronym as one of his catchphrases.
Yeah.
Which is, give it to me, Gubs. Lay it on me.
Walk with Elias.
Yes, three claps for that. One,
no, two, no, three. No.
Half the Undisputed Podcast clap there.
I helped.
I didn't clap, but I helped.
You will not see me ever walk with Elias.
I am doing that right now. I'm walking with Elias. It's fine.
Of course you are.
I will. I will play guitar poorly behind you if you want me to. But yeah, that was pretty good. Let's talk about Roman Reigns and The Miz real quick, since we are on Roman Reigns right now. Intercontinental Championship. It's changed hands a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Roman beat Miz for it, and then recently on Raw 25, Miz beat Roman for it, won it back, and then he beat him again, like twice in like 2 weeks or something. Miz was bragging on that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my boy The Miz. It's awesome. But I like this rivalry. It's totally clashing of styles here. Like, Miz is just this loudmouth, arrogant guy. Roman's just, you know, the big dog. It's very similar to, like, a Roddy Piper fighting, like, The Undertaker. Like, it's, like, that kind of, like, matchup as far as I'm concerned. Because, like, both these guys can get it done in the ring. But the stuff they do outside of the ring is just, like, makes me want to see them tear each other apart.
Yeah.
And then you put a gold title on the line. I'm like, yes, 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 even more. So, just keep up the good work there, Miz. Having rivalries and stuff. The most must-see superstar.
I don't think that Miz will ever not have a rivalry going on.
No, you can't. Like, he's great in that ring with no matter who you put him in there with. He called out Brock Lesnar this week.
Yeah.
Like, because he said that he wants to be the first ever Intercontinental and Universal Champion at the same time. And where would he do that at? The Pinnacle, WrestleMania, pointing at the sign right now is what I am doing. So that's something I'm excited about. Another rivalry, this one's SmackDown based, the Usos versus The New Day. Do you guys remember this one?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
It's been an interesting rivalry because it started out with Usos talking about, you know, respect. We know where you guys come from. But at the same time, they're two teams I love to see clash.
Even before that, The New Day came in just having dominated the other brand for a while. We're coming to crash the party. We're going to take over this thing. And the Usos are like, no, we got this alive.
The Usos have been running. They've been running the penitentiary for about a year now. They beat everybody. Like they were saying last week, they beat American Alpha 1, American Alpha 2. Yep. They beat the Fashion Police. They beat in the Ascension. They beat in just... they beat the Dudleys. Like, they beat... just everybody. Like, I know I'm missing a team or here.
Is it not American Alpha anymore? Is it American Alpha 2?
That's what they were calling them. Yeah. Chad Gable and Shelton.
I didn't know that.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
But that's not to take away from the New Day. I still think New Day's...
No, I love the New Day. New Day rocks, everybody. Yeah.
New Day rocks.
Oh, yeah.
New Day rocks.
Yes. They're going to pancake somebody for sure. I'm just saying. Quick food and health alert. Please don't eat any pancakes that come out of Big E's trousers, everybody. Don't do it.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
We are in the thick of flu season here. We do not need to be spreading that around. I'm just saying, public service announcement from the Undisputed Podcast of the world.
I feel like somehow that should be incorporated into a finisher.
You have your opinions.
That's fair. He pancaked him. I can see it. I can see it working. But yeah, they're really big on this breakfast kick, and I really want them to have their own cooking show someday. That's really what I want to come out of the Usos. Amazing. Put it on the WWE Network, maybe hire Martha Stewart or something. Who wouldn't watch that?
They would put Rachel Ray out of business.
Exactly. Give me the freaking New Day and Martha Stewart.
They actually are really good at hosting morning shows. They covered for Good Mythical Morning one day. I sent you guys the clip, but you didn't watch it. But there's a show on YouTube that's like 15 minutes long, and they hosted it by themselves because Rhett and Link were off filming their other show. And it was like...
No, I think I saw that. Yeah, I am that now, yeah.
But it was just so fascinating. They were good at it. I wish they would have come back and hosted it again, because they just have a knack for...
They really do.
Everything.
Like,
yeah.
Inside the ring, outside the ring, like, New Day's taking over. It's a New Day.
I don't want them to break up for a while.
Yes, it is. All right. Go on to Raw here. Kevin Owens versus Y2J, Chris Jericho. Yeah. This was probably my favorite rivalry of the year. So, of this past year.
Wait, were they a tag team for a minute? And then
they were
up?
Best friends. It all peaked at the Festival of
Friendship.
Didn't
I want to buy a shirt for them being a tag team? And they were like, it's gone now.
Yeah.
It's like,
the best of friends turned bitter enemies. Mm-hmm. Like, the Festival of Friendship, Jericho gave Kevin Owens a bunch of gifts and everything. Kevin Owens gives Jericho the list of Owens, I believe it was. And he goes, why is my name on here? And then Kevin Owens just blasts him and takes him out. And I was heartbroken. It fucking really played with my emotions. I love this tag team. And I just break them up because of the freaking Universal Championship.
That's Kevin Owens for you, though. I don't think...
Jericho had to go to freaking New Japan and everything afterwards. And then, now he's touring with Fozzy. He's not even back yet. I'm sorry. Need a moment. Okay, I'm back. But yeah, this probably was the one that drew me in the most. I wanted to see what was going to happen because it was both for the bell, and these two were just like... I believed it because they were so good together, and then they were just like...
It makes me wonder if Kevin Owens could do that to a former tag team partner like Chris Jericho and what he's got going on right now with Sami Zayn.
Well, him and Sami Zayn have actually had a rivalry in the past. Like, based on what I understand in NXT, they were the best of friends, and then Kevin Owens turned on Sami Zayn. That's what I understand. I haven't seen it yet because I'm in 2014. I'll get there, Trebuchites.
Yeah, like,
well, please
like,
wait for me. I'll get there.
Like A-Train did not understand on Tuesday. You're behind. You're really far behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I focused on the partnership with Jericho, because I was not going to ruin that spoiler.
Nope, that's good.
But if you already knew.
Yeah, no, the WWE let me in on that particular thing. So, like, this current... I might as well go into it. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are currently best friends again.
Mm-hmm.
But the WWE Championship and AJ Styles are in the middle of it. And they got kind of this, we're friends, but I want the championship. So you better stay out of my way. And then,
so
like,
familiar.
I know. It's like, it's amazing. And I believe that the tagline for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is, when you see him fighting, is that they're destined to do this forever. Aww. Make up and break up. Like, it's like having a good sitcom. Like, you want these two people to be together, but you keep breaking them up because people want to see it. They're like,
see,
oh my God.
Reconnect.
Exactly. Like, it's, look at, for like, yeah, yeah. Just look at TV. Like,
look at TV.
Look at TV. Look at TV. Don't turn it on. Just look at it.
Make up, break up, regret. Make up, break up, regret.
Exactly.
And the cycle continues.
Exactly.
One of those crazy.
Except
things.
There's no regret with Kevin Owens.
No. Another heated, heated rivalry. Kevin Owens versus the McMahons.
Like,
the whole family.
That was.
It peaked at Hell in a Cell match. Yes.
And that was when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn became a thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. This was really good because at one point Kevin Owens and Vince McMahon was in the ring,
yeah,
and he headbutted the crap out of Vince McMahon. Kevin Owens left him a bloody pulp in there.
That hurt me.
Like, yeah, but Vince McMahon is a tough son of a bitch. Like, if it's for the good of the company, he will do it. And this just really added that family element, like Shane's defending the honor of the McMahons versus this arrogant ass Kevin Owens who doesn't know his role. Like, it's great.
There was a lot in that match that, like Brooke said, hurt me to watch.
Yeah, well, in the Hell in a Cell match between Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon, Shane does jump off, but his guardian angel Sami Zayn protects him and pulls him out of harm's way.
And Shane from the top of the Hell in a Cell goes crashing through that tail. I'm like, oh, there's not enough ibuprofen.
Did he pin him after that? Did he pin him after that? After he crashed and burned? Or did he throw him back in the ring?
I don't believe so, but don't quote me on that.
I can't remember. I forget the finish of that, but...
Yeah, me either.
All I know is in WWE 2K, you cannot pin on the outside of the ring. That's all I'm saying. Like,
did Sammy push Kevin back into the ring?
No, I thought Kevin pinned him on the Kevin pinned Shane on the outside is what happened.
Okay.
I think, which, and I'm just saying, in the rules of 2K, that's not exactly what's supposed to happen there, because it's not false count anywhere. It needs to end in the middle of the ring. But I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, Trebuchites, even though you will, because it's the internet times, and that's what we do here.
Do your research.
But this rivalry is still kind of going on. Shane still has it out for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and that which is making more drama between Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan, which is like a little bit of a rivalry budding here, because like Shane kind of dug at him on SmackDown this week that, hey, the one thing you wanted is to get back in this ring and you can't do it. Brought up the Yes Movement back when Daniel was at his peak, and he compared it to the second rate Yup Movement.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is fair. That's fair. Second rate cheap knockoff is a good way to put the Yup Movement right now. People are still yessing, they're not yupping.
Uh-huh. Right.
Like, that's where we're at right now in the current WWE Universe.
It's still got a
You
want to
know why? Because
bad.
The original is always better.
That's fair.
Being told in front of the entire WWE Universe, hey, you're living vicariously through these people. That hurts.
Yeah, that's like some talking smack stuff right there. Like, Daniel Bryan's had some good rivalries. Like, was his feud with The Miz going on? The talking smack thing?
When I was watching?
Yeah, when you guys were watching. Mm-hmm. No, was that before?
I think it was before.
That was before? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then I won't talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, I like that rivalry right there. Roman Reigns versus John Cena. I was looking at ESPN, and they noted this as a rivalry, or one of the best rivalries of 2017, and I'm like, I don't... It didn't last very long.
No.
It did not last very long at all. Like,
I remember being the biggest fan of both of them and being really excited for this rivalry, and it just kind of fell flat.
It kind of died.
That, like, they had that huge, like, what is it? The promo cutting. You can't cut promos.
That was one of my favorite promos this year was really? Cena against Reigns. Like, because Cena served Reigns. He's just all like, you know, if you did your job, I wouldn't have to keep coming back. I'm paraphrasing. And then it was just all like, oh, shit. Like, he just fucking laid him out here. Like, Roman Reigns is in his underwear just, like, looking foolish right now. Holy crap. But then there was like only one match and it was very underwhelming. Like,
yeah,
I did not.
Like, I didn't even remember that Roman Reigns and Cena were a thing this past year. Until they brought it up, and they had
good talking points back and forth, but they didn't really have a good like
match.
They didn't have good wrestling to back it up.
That's fair, but I would like to see them do that at WrestleMania. That would be good if they want to do something like that, because I believe
they could revisit that storyline.
Is Roman in the Elimination Chamber?
I don't know who's in it. You know what I mean.
I'm like
John Cena, Elias, Braun.
Is it six or five or four?
It's five.
Five,
isn't it?
It's six. Six.
Okay, it's six.
It used to be five.
No, it's six. Two people start. Four people end.
Oh, two people start. I totally forget about
that. You said Elias.
Darn it! Then I only know.
Look it up, Cody Goads. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you got your phone right in front of you. You're clearly not looking up wrestling stuff. Why don't you get on that? Because we know who five of them are. We don't know who the sixth is. It's going to be... They have a four-way match this week between, like, everybody who lost. Like, Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt. Who else am I forgetting? That's why we need Cody Goes to look it up.
Oh, yeah. Bray Wyatt is in there.
Yeah, like, it's already down to... Woken
Matt Hardy.
Delete.
Yeah.
That's... And one more guy. Who else? I don't remember who else lost their match. But,
It's Elias... Versus Braun, versus Cena, versus Roman, versus The Miz.
Okay, so we could very well see Cena versus Reigns.
They're going to have for the last spot, they're going to have a fatal four-way between Finn and Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt and Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews, the other guy I couldn't think of. All right.
And then
who I give a 0.01%
in the women's Elimination Chamber is Alexa Bliss versus Bayley versus Mandy Rose versus Mickie James versus Sonya Deville versus Sasha Banks.
Which is a title match.
Yes, which is
title. Yes,
which
title
was Alexa's big gripe with Kurt Angle on Raw this week was that she's got to defend her championship in Elimination Chamber, but Brock Lesnar doesn't.
And that's sexist.
It is sexist. It's
my
so sexist.
Favorite, like, petty thing for her to get on, because you know she's just trying to avoid losing Kurt Angle.
I love how Kurt Angle's dealing with it. He's like, this is making me mad. He's like, listen, you haven't defended your title since October. Like, get out of my face. But
pulling the sexism card is like...
It's really good. It's really good. It's like next level thinking. Good writing.
But honestly, why isn't the men's match a title match? Usually the Elimination Chamber match is.
Well, he just did it the last
time. Yeah, I understand there was a recent defense, but usually...
That's why.
How often do we get Brock?
They're going to make the women's one. They're probably the main event. It's like the Royal Rumble again for a title.
My prediction is that they will make Brock defend the title one more time before WrestleMania still. Maybe if it's on Raw or like just... Spur of the moment. I feel like they're going to make him... He's going to be on TV leading up to WrestleMania, but I feel like they may make him defend it before that. All right, guys. It's good Rock talk. Mm-hmm. Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah.
Singh Brothers.
I'm sick of thinking about...
Throwing them around.
Yeah.
All I remember from that. Well, yeah. All I remember
That's a key point of that rivalry was Randy Orton literally trying to destroy the Singh Brothers.
Honestly,
like,
I'm more of a fan of all the Singh Brothers rivalries than anything. Like, remember AJ almost took them in.
That's true. It was good. I liked this for Jinder Mahal. He made it to the top of the mountain, which
really
I thought was
never,
ever, ever going to happen. And for me to say that in wrestling terms is, like, ridiculous. Things I didn't think were going to happen. Jinder Mahal win the championship. Undertaker losing at WrestleMania. Ric Flair retiring. Those were the things I thought would never happen that I've seen in wrestling. I still don't think Ric Flair is fully retired. You can quote me on that. But yeah, this literally made Jinder come go from like a laughing stock to the modern day Maharaja. Like yeah. Jinder Mahal is a legitimate threat at any match that he's in now because of this run that he had with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
And now Randy Orton's just kind of hanging out, like being mediocre and stale, like he's been. Like, what are we
doing? Shinsuke, they've got their budding bromance slowly arriving.
Did they fight each other for the championship at one point?
I want to say yes.
Yeah.
But I also am usually wrong.
I'm not sure. Because I remember they were, like, they put them together for a while, and I was all like, I thought...
Yeah, like, I think they had a championship match, and then right before... Like, he announced the match was going to happen, and then immediately was like, oh, but tonight you're going to tag team.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was a number one contendership match or something. Yeah. But I do remember the two of them going at it. Shinsuke Nakamura, like, what do we feel about him, guys? Because he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Good guy. I love him.
Yeah. I get a lot of, I hear people say that a lot. I don't know. I'm still not fully sold on Shinsuke Nakamura. And I know that I'm going to get a lot of heat for that.
Yeah,
but like,
yes, you are.
Feel it.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to turn it out on my phone.
Right now.
As a avid WWE guy, like, he has... not done much before like that.
Feel it.
I feel like
feel the heat.
No, like I understand that he's got credentials like all over the world, like
it's
New Japan
pants.
And stuff like that. I love
the pants.
The pants. I love the pants. It is not the pants. Like I dig his gimmick and everything, but as far as like wanting him to be in the main event of WrestleMania, I'm not sold. I do not feel like that's a, like, I don't know. I'm not fully sold on it.
Explain to me why you're
yes,
not sold.
Please.
I haven't seen Shinsuke, like, impress me in the ring thus far. Like, I don't know. I've seen him wrestle. He's good, but main eventer at WrestleMania, not sold, this guy. That's just where I'm at. It's my personal opinion.
I feel like we're watching different matches.
That's weird. Anyway, who do you think deserves it more? Like five people. You just like what do they need to do to impress you?
I don't know. Like I don't know. I'm just. I don't know. I literally don't know.
We're
like
not
that's
trying
the thing.
To put you on the spot.
Yeah.
I'm no.
Not really
I'm like I don't know. But like generally, yeah. If you're in the WWE and you get a shot at WrestleMania, you've either been an Intercontinental Champion, you've been a United States Champion. Like there's a little bit of character development. Shinsuke, I think, was an NXT Champion.
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
But, like, that doesn't translate to WrestleMania main eventer to me. Like, usually you have to be around and earn your fucking spot.
Well,
like,
but they did the same thing with Asuka, too.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way about that, but except Asuka, I've been impressed within the ring more than Shinsuke. I don't
gotcha.
Know.
Well, that's because she's undefeated.
No, it's not. No, it's the matches that she puts on. Like she, I like her style more. It's more submission. Maybe it's the strong style I don't like about Shinsuke.
That
it's,
could be.
Like
yeah.
Maybe it's just all the strikes and stuff.
Stiff.
I'm not sold on. It's very stiff. Yeah, it's. I don't know. This is Trebuchet starting a rivalry with Shinsuke Nakamura right now. You want to come at me, bro? You just wait till I buy the NWA championship and we will talk.
I'm just waiting for Shinsuke to come to the door right now.
You will not have the NWA title for long if that's the case.
You have no idea what kind of strategy I am bringing to the table here. I am going to hire the Singh brothers. It's going to be wonderful.
I was about to say, I thought his strategy was going to work extra hard on leg day and just run.
Yeah. See, the A-Train knows. You are going to become my Tyson Tomko, my problem solver in the long run. Here. That's what's going to happen. Man, pulling out the references. Shout out to Tyson Tomko. I'm sure he hasn't had a shout out in 4 years.
We'll be like, hey, come on the show. And you know what? He's going to be on the product like tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I haven't only told him he brought up the hurricane.
Right. If you want to donate to my GoFundMe account, you can find me at TrebuchetLOL on Twitter. And there is a link to it right there. Help me help you by becoming your next NWA champion.
I'm gonna bet a large benefactor that Shinsuke is gonna get the NWA title very soon. And he's gonna be like, I have no idea how you think you're gonna do that. I'm like, just wait.
Just wait.
I've got some insider knowledge for you.
It'll pay for the title. What if we need the GoFundMe?
Yeah, stay tuned, Trebuchites, and we'll see if Shinsuke Nakamura becomes a I become a fan of Shinsuke Nakamura. We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned, everybody.
It's worth the ride.
It is. Like, I enjoy it. I
feel the heat.
I feel the heat. You literally turn the heat on in the room. Like, go ahead and unzip my jacket now. Woo, all right. There we go. Our next rivalry I want to shed some light on here is The Shield versus The Bar. And I'm talking about the original Shield as well as the new Shield with Jason Jordan.
Can we not?
No. let's pretend that didn't happen and stick with the original.
All right. Well, I'm gonna lie to you guys and say yeah, we can not talk about that. I'm going to anyways. When Dean and Seth were going against The Bar, these were great matches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Loved watching it because two of the toughest guys in the WWE are Sheamus and Cesaro.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Were you guys around when they were in the Best of Seven series fighting each other?
No.
Okay. Before they were a tag team, they had a heated rivalry. Sheamus and Cesaro did. Mick Foley was your commissioner at the time, I think.
Oh, okay.
And he put them in a best of seven series together, and then they tore it down.
It went to seven.
Was there a winner?
It was
a draw. Seven, they drew.
Seven was a draw. So the match seven, they ended up both...
controversy.
Yeah, it was controversy. And then
there was no distinct winner.
It went on for, it was like... They happened to have one
seven
match
matches.
Pay-per-view. One
seven
match,
matches. It was great.
During Raw.
Love the best of seven.
Cesaro,
concept.
Was it Cesaro or was it Sheamus that was behind like two or three?
I thought Sheamus was up like 3-1 or something.
Yeah,
I
then
thought.
He, yeah, yep. And we were still like, oh no, it's 7-1. This is how it works. It's
yeah, if it's pro wrestling, it's going to seven.
But the best of, they're going to use all the opportunities they can get.
Yeah, but Mick Foley put them together after this heated rivalry, and these two have not looked back since. Like, they are on par. Like,
I do remember one of the first interviews I saw with them, they were talking about how, yeah, they, like, kind of were forced to become tag.
They were, yeah. It was not their choice. They were both singles competitors for
a
very long time.
But they worked so good because of their differences.
Yeah, they got that European style. They just want to knock your lights out and just...
Just seeing that team become a unit was really beautiful.
Yeah. Sorry, A-Train, I got to take your poker chips from you. This is radio. I listened to one of our podcasts before, and all I hear is this. I'm like, oh, no, buddy.
Yeah.
We're not doing
that
again.
During the pre-show last year.
This is fine. No clicking.
No clicking.
Sorry, buddy. But yeah, The Shield versus The Bar. It's like,
that's,
I don't know.
Pretty fun for me.
Yeah. I like the Jason Jordan aspect of it, but
I'm gonna pull you, and I'm gonna feel the same way you feel about Shinsuke about Jason Jordan being in The Shield.
Really? Because Jason Jordan impresses me in the ring like no other. That's really my big deal. If you impress me in the squared circle, like I can get beyond your bad interviews and like just your nonsense.
See,
and
normally that's the case for me. I've seen him do some amazing things to other human bodies in terms of destroying them. But I can't stand... It gives me anxiety watching every match where he just, like, decides to walk out and do his dumb little smirk, and then there's an upset because he's distracting his own
team member.
Yeah.
You don't see my air quotes.
She's doing air
definitely
quotes.
Definitely air quotes. Actually
I've seen Jason Jordan turn heel so many times. I have no faith in the man.
What bothers you guys the most? Is it the daddy card?
Daddy.
Is it the daddy card?
I'm in pain, but I'm not in pain. I'm strong, but I'm in pain.
Did you guys watch Raw this week?
No,
yes.
I have
because
not.
Because Raw this week was very interesting.
Yeah.
It was the Shield's last chance to face The Bar.
I know.
Okay.
And Jason Jordan comes out, distracts Roman Reigns. No, he gets the Shield disqualified because he puts his hand on The Bar.
Yep.
And then,
of course it did.
Coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course it did.
Anytime he steps into that, ooh.
But,
yeah.
Jason Jordan was supposed to be teaming with Seth, but he couldn't get medically cleared, is what they said backstage. And backstage after this, Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan are backstage, and Angle loses it and yells at Jordan and just says, "Go home, damn it." Like, he was, like, cussing at him. Like, Kurt Angle is done with this, like, stuff. So, like, there may be a rivalry there. Like, I could definitely see in the near future a Jason Jordan-Kurt Angle match. That would be really good.
What's going to happen? It won't happen until after WrestleMania, but I can see that happening.
You could see that happening. Because before Jason Jordan was a member of the Shield, Kurt Angle filled in that spot for, like, I want to say it was, like, Extreme Rules or something. I don't remember.
It was a pay-per-view.
It was a pay-per-view, and...
a few months ago, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the Bar has been outshining the Shield. If anybody's winning this rivalry, it's the Bar, because, like, the Shield is just not fully been back.
I know, yeah.
I don't... Until they get the original Shield back, I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because every time I see Jason Jordan step out with team members, it's like, well, something good is not going to... Something bad's going to happen real soon.
I love all the drama that he brings with him. People legitimately don't like him. At Showtime, Schultz is one of them, everybody, just in case you were wondering. Shout out to my buddy there. Just hates Jason Jordan with a fiery passion. And I love it. It's great stuff. I like Jason Jordan's music. I love the angle. I love all the fucking drama that he's bringing to the table. It's wonderful stuff. Keep up the good work. He's never going to look back. But, all right. Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg. You guys remember this one?
I do not.
Goldberg match really fast.
I was
probably
just getting into it.
Yeah, this was early. Yeah, Goldberg ran over some guys.
My first time seeing Goldberg really in action.
Ran over KO, ran over Lesnar.
His kid was there.
Yeah, and now he's going to be a member of the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, he kind of gave him a nice little push in the championship before that happened.
Little, like, extra exclamation point there. Wanted to sell some action figures and some t-shirts and stuff.
He's a WCW guy. He's kind of did it. Kind of have been doing that with a lot of them, like the Sting. They did that. They're like,
a little
push to bring you into the bubble, and then you're gone.
Yeah,
you're done now.
Pretty much. Well, that's what Goldberg's whole thing was. Is that Goldberg would come in the ring, he'd snort, he'd spit, he'd run over a guy. 3 minutes later, he's in the dressing room. Like, that is Goldberg to a T. Like, it's not gonna be.
What was he in WCW? 100 and.
It was, I don't know what the streak was, like 150 something, yeah, 80, I don't know.
The matches
100 and some odd days he was undefeated, but it's hard to say because the streak would always, like, on Nitro he'd be like 17-0, and then like Saturday night he'd be like 22-0, and you're like, when did he have fucking all these matches? Like, like, I watch wrestling religiously, I didn't see these matches, so like that number is kind of hard and like... You know,
you're like,
it's a little suspect.
You're just sitting there wondering, is there some wrestling limbo?
Defended the title.
I was watching it in the 90s. I was very mad because I'm like, when did he wrestle somebody? Well, I wanted to see him run over somebody. Like, playing with my emotions, WCW.
I guess another hard thing, this is very embarrassing, but I'm going to admit it to you all today.
Okay.
It's hard for me to remember which matches Bill Goldberg did, because for a long time I thought his name was Steve Goldberg, and that he...
That's fair.
Stone Cold Steve Austin were the same person.
Well, that's very interesting, because before Goldberg became Goldberg, when he was in a developmental area in WCW, I believe it was like their performance center or something, the only reason he got over in WCW is because he looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Really?
He was a big guy, bald, goatee, and like that's what WCW wanted to do. They were in the heat of the Monday Night War. They wanted to beat WWE. If you want a bald, goatee guy to kick ass, here's Bill Goldberg.
Gotcha.
And it worked because Bill Goldberg ended up being nothing like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin was your rebel. He would get in there. He would put on a match for like 30 minutes, Stone Cold Stunner, drink some beer, get out of Dodge. Bill Goldberg, come in, breathe fire, snort, spear, jackhammer, in the back room. We're done. Like, Bill Goldberg's taking the tape off his arm, like, we're out of here. That would have been a dream match that just never happened.
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. The rule of thumb with Bill Goldberg, guys, is that the longer the match goes, the more likely he is to lose. Like,
sounds like it, because it sounds like if he doesn't win in the first 30 seconds, it's done.
It's pretty tough for him to come back, is just the way his character is set up. But yeah, he ran over he ran over Brock Lesnar because, like, Heyman said that Lesnar took him too easy, or he took his eye off the ball, because the bell rang and then Goldberg just spears Lesnar, picks him up, jackhammers him, classic Bill Goldberg style, ends it, get out of there with the Universal Championship.
Yeah, it was like a 20-second match. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty. I was really excited to see him wrestle in a match, and I was like, oh.
It's done.
Did I see it? Did I see it?
If you blink, you missed it.
No, I saw it. It was good.
Notably, Bill Goldberg does not get paid by the hour, everybody. That is what we
gonna,
take out of that.
I was just going to say that, too.
Flat rate deals.
But, yeah, congrats to him for being in the Hall of Fame. And I got one more lined up here on my notes here, guys, that I want to talk about. Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. And this is one of, like, the rivalries that totally let me down this year. Because I love Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. He is the Samoan submission machine. Been a huge fan of him forever.
Excuse me for yelling. What has he been up to lately?
He's coming off an injury. Okay, I expect him to be back in the near future.
See, and I've always been interested in
that part of the card. He was one of the Royal Rumble curse people. Like, he was in the Royal Rumble, and then, oh boy, he got hurt immediately, like, after that.
So, I mean, I've always been interested by Joe, because if you listen to, you know, previous podcasts where we're doing picks and things like that, and Brock Lesnar comes up, I almost religiously will go with Brock Lesnar. In fact, I think I have religiously gone with Brock Lesnar.
You have to.
But
based
Joe...
Pretty big dude.
But if I was going to match somebody against Brock Lesnar pound for pound, it'd have to be Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. Like, yeah, I wanted to see this, because Lesnar's a little bit bigger than Joe, but Joe has the striking skills and the submission skills to get beyond that. Like, this could have been everything and more, and it turned out to be lackluster at best. I was just like, oh, he just F5'd him, and now Joe's out, and we're never going to talk about this again. Except I'm going to talk about it again, because I'm upset about
it. Right now.
At UndisputedPodcast.com. Cheap pop there. What are we up to, like 4 or 5 now?
Pretty low for today.
All right.
Pretty low for
today. At Trebuchet, LOL, everybody. I'll get there. I'll meet my quota. But yeah, anything you want to say about the Lesnar-Joe effect here, Cody Goads? It's so lackluster, you just fucking want to go on your phone and, like, tweet at somebody right now. He's like, oh, what's going on?
That was me.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
That's how lackluster is. Nobody wants to talk about
it. I like Samoa Joe. I just hope they do something better with him, because that didn't really work out. I understand, like, putting him against the top guy. He's trying to do something with him.
Well, Joe was running guys over before this.
Yeah, I understand
Like everybody, mm-hmm. Seth Rollins choked him out. I believe he beat Roman Reigns. Choked him out.
Maybe
he
should just get the Intercontinental for like a solid year and then see where that goes. See where that goes.
So you want to give him the path to the championship that I want to give Shinsuke Nakamura to the championship is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you, but I don't agree with you. Samoa Joe is the guy that should have been in the main event of WrestleMania, not Shinsuke Nakamura. That's the guy that should have won the Royal Rumble. But he got hurt. Who's to say he wouldn't have? If you listen like 4 episodes ago, I'm sure I picked him. I'm sure I picked Samoa Joe. But all right, guys. That's all the ones I have on my list. Is there any particular ones you want to talk about from this past year?
Oh, we started with mine.
You started with yours?
I had one previously, but I can't think of it now.
Man, hold on. If I had known, you should have... Oh, man. If I had known what we were going to do, I would have been thinking of something.
Oh, gee, Rick.
We talked about John Cena and numerous city feuds.
How about any rivalries you want to see? Oh, go ahead.
We didn't talk about The Miz versus Dean Ambrose, which is something that I got super into. And I
The
first time we saw a match, where was that? Did we go to the Panhandle twice? Was it in Kalamazoo? Yeah, and I was sitting next to Goad, and it was for the title. And Maurice slapped Dean Ambrose, and I thought that meant that The Miz would be disqualified, and so I was cheering.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Goad just looks at me, Cody Goads just looks at me, and he's like, what are you cheering about? Yeah, The Miz retained. And
I was so happy, and
that's when she learned about how that works.
Champion's advantage.
Champion's advantage, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yep. That was awesome. Yeah, guys, we got to talk about some of the women matches. All of these are males.
Yeah.
For those
sexist.
No, I am not. The ESPN is sexist because that is where I got this list. Right. And then,
sexist.
Blame the internet and blame Kurt Angle. Sexist. Mm-hmm. But Charlotte, Sasha Banks. Was that within this past year?
That was
a good rivalry.
That's not a long rivalry.
Hell in a Cell match. Did they do a TLC match?
No.
I think they had a ladder match.
I don't know
if it was TLC.
Might have been the year before.
Yeah, you're going before, because that's when Charlotte was still on Raw.
Okay.
But big one, yeah. Bailey and Alexa.
Well, Cody Goads, you're our Sasha Banks expert. What exactly happened this past year?
With Sasha. Recently, she's been like kind of feuding with Alexa a little bit. Bailey and Alexa had a couple triple threat things a while back, like about three or four months ago. What was she doing before that?
Well, she fought Asuka recently.
Very recently.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, then
almost killed her damn self.
Killed herself. Yeah.
Holy crap. Do you feel like Sasha's using Bayley? Because that's the angle Corey Graves is going with.
Yeah.
Is that Sasha's using Bayley to watch her back and everything, but like if it comes down to it, Sasha will turn on Bayley.
Oh, no. In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
So, yes, Sasha is using Bayley. How do you feel about your girl just being a terrible person?
It's not.
Because Sasha.
Listen to him like a godfather.
It's business.
Strictly business.
Sasha.
She's going to kill her kid, but like it's business.
She gets more money out of it. It's just business.
Yeah.
But Sasha's always been one to look out for Sasha. And like you said, she'll use people, she'll do this and act friendly, but it's all for the Sasha game.
I don't trust her sapphire ass one bit. That's all I'm
saying.
I'll
high five to that.
Hey! Put that away.
Oh, do you want me to retract? No, I'm not gonna.
I remember in the summer last year, there was a lot of times where she was making less of a tap on Raw. It was great.
Hated it.
What else has happened? SmackDown. Naomi kept the belt for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Becky had it before that?
Did Becky have it?
Did Becky have it? It'd be like a year ago?
As far as I remember, Becky has been the underdog this whole last year.
The whole time?
Year.
Okay.
Was she like the first SmackDown champion?
I think she was the first SmackDown women's champion. So that was a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carmella
won Money in the Bank.
That was a really good match. First ever women's Money
James
in the Bank.
James Ellsworth.
Match. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was feuding with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go into that real quick.
Good women.
Ellsworth got into it with, who did he wrestle? Becky Lynch. Like, yeah, we talked about that on the Intergender special of the Undisputed podcast. And that was a fun rivalry for me. I really enjoyed that, the way they did it. The final match they had wasn't great, but I loved the concept and that they're trying to, you know, just do something different as opposed to just the regular girl versus girl, guy versus guy. Let's mix it up a little bit.
Right.
And I feel like this was a little bit of the brainchild to the mixed match challenge that we're going to get into shortly after we're done talking about rivalries here, guys.
And then there was the whole Nia hanging out with, I'm circling back to Raw, but hanging out with Alexa and then Enzo. Macking on Nia, and then they kind of
Enzo's fall from grace. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Enzo versus the police. That match
did not end well for Enzo.
Police usually wins.
He fought the law, and the law won.
I was talking to you a little bit about that trebuchet this past week. I feel like it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a little bit of research on that, and that's. I agree with what based on our discussion earlier in the week, I agree with you wholeheartedly. He mishandled the whole thing.
Yeah, no, Enzo shot himself in the foot here. Based on everything saying, he may get off of this charge or whatever.
There's a lot of holes in the woman's
Rick
story,
Swan
too.
Rick Swan did, too, if they all had one.
Yeah, Rick Swan got off. I feel like they'll bring Rick Swan back because he did tell people about it or whatever. Enzo tried to kind of be hush-hush about it. And
he didn't have the best reputation before then,
right,
either.
His locker room presence wasn't great. Nobody would go to bat for Enzo.
Him and Big Cass breaking up? That's huge past year.
That was another 20-second match.
Based on what I read on the internet, that wasn't just a storyline. Like, they literally are not friends anymore backstage.
Yeah.
Like they split up. Big Cass and Carmella split up. Like, it's just not a fun time to be Big Cass. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
And who would have thought that out of Enzo, Cass, and Carmella, that Carmella would be the biggest name left.
Right.
Just like
right.
The shining star, the crown jewel of that certified G's.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Because she's hot as hell, and you can't teach
Yeah, that. You can't teach that.
Still, the only takeover I've seen was that one in Montreal where they were in it. Mm-hmm. One day you'll catch up to takeovers.
I'll get there.
I'll start watching.
I'll get their trebuchets.
I'll be sure to see the takeovers, at least. I think that's about it. I can't think of anything, like, we missed in the women's.
I want to say Alexa and Nia Jax. They have a little bit of a...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. They are bringing that up already.
Probably going to be like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Like, they're best friends, but, like, eventually...
They can have good chemistry, but they can break apart.
This championship's going to come in the way because Nia is fighting Asuka at Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
If Nia wins, she's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania, triple threat for the title. Which is, if Alexa retains at Elimination Chamber, it would be Alexa, Nia, Asuka.
Did they explain why they added Nia into that?
Hmm.
Well, Nia wasn't in the Elimination Chamber match. That's she was like the main like diva, well not diva, but women's wrestler that wasn't in this match.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what are we gonna do with them? We're gonna put her in a match with Asuka and like give you guys another like pay-per-view quality match.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I liked it that they didn't leave her out because, like, she would be a force to reckon with in Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
And I was doing some research in this past week on just wrestling stuff in general, and I happened across an article. I just tried looking it up, and I couldn't find it again. About a lot of fans wanting Nia Jax just to be done.
Really?
For whatever reason. I was like, I gotta read that later, and then I lost it. Now I can't find it again.
You better read but, that.
Yeah. Well, people should not be hating out on Nia Jax at all. Nia Jax is a pro wrestler through and through. Like, yeah. She's got it. Like, she can wrestle. Well, she can talk. Like, she's got the build. Like, there's nothing that should stop her from becoming a women's champion at some point.
Right.
If not an intercontinental champion, like I've said in the past. Like, I have very high ceiling for Nia Jax.
Yeah, there is
the only thing she needs is the right development behind her and the right push, and she'll get there.
You're all about the path with these people, aren't
you? I am. Like, because you're not going to get anywhere if you don't get the right angle. Like,
I guess that's
like, right. You can have all the skills in the world, and you can do nothing. Look at Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
That's true.
Both these guys have all the tools, and what are they doing? They're the Miz's little bitch boys. Like, I love the Miz. I love the Miz and everything, but like these two guys.
I've never
like,
thought of it like that because I don't see them with a lot of potential. I see them as the Miz's backup jobbers.
Right. But that's because you've been watching it for the past 12 months. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I've seen their previous work. Like,
yeah.
And they can both get it done. Like, they can both talk. They can both wrestle. They can like they can draw you in. But they're sitting here in Miz limbo, just not being able to get over. I thought maybe they were going to get a push when Miz went to make a movie.
Right, but instead they were just like his dowdy
They were set up to lose from the start. Like, there was, like, as good a chance as, like, me winning the Royal Rumble. Like, it was, like, ridiculous. Like, not gonna happen or win this
Don't
match.
Have so little faith in yourself.
I love The Miz, and I love Christmas, but something about the way they said Merry Mizmas
was
so cringy.
That was so wonderful. I love that. That was my favorite part of the Miz tonight.
I wanted to love it. Everything about it I should love.
They were singing Mizmas carols. Was so good. And they were just so
chipper.
No, well, they sold it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is stupid. We know it. We're doing it anyways. Like, you know what I mean? And those are the company guys that I like. They've been there for so long. Like, both of them have been there for a very long time and have done every gimmick from Bo leaving to the X-Man to just everything. Just anything the company asks them to do, they'll do. And they've gone nowhere because of it. And I feel bad for them. Which makes me feel like they should get, like, some sort of top 10 power ranking thing. Oh, wait! Speaking of that, SmackDown has a top 10 power ranking thing.
Yes, they do.
Which is the most fixed thing I've seen. So
number 10, Ty Dillinger. I'm like, it's rigged. And no one in.
Oh, wow.
And who was number 5?
Bobby Roode.
Yeah, that's a problem, too.
Notably absent from said list, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn. Just all the... Rusev.
Sorry.
Was Rusev on this list?
I don't think so.
May have been, but either way, like,
wait a minute, I can't remember now.
It was a bunch of baby faces, like number one is AJ Styles, two is Charlotte, just
Becky was only
three
number
was Shinsuke.
Eight?
I'm gonna pull up the list real quick here.
Yeah, you can pull up the power rankings real quick.
I don't remember
here.
Who four was. The New Day was six. Bobby was 5.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Usos were 7.
If this is a power 10, how are tag teams and stables getting in the power 10? Mm-hmm. That really pissed me off. Like, it should be one, not all of them. Like,
right.
I'm sorry. That's just the way I would have expected it to be. Like,
I did not expect it to be that way.
The Usos are one of them. I'm like,
yeah,
Jimmy or Jay?
No, I didn't expect them to individualize it.
I don't agree
with
this.
Team or person.
I was just so let down. This is like just worst thing since the Festival of Friendship. Just really bad. It's really bad.
Alright.
Lay it on me here, A-Train.
SmackDown Live top 10 list.
Bup, bada, bup, 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 bup!
This might be a slightly different article because this is Superstars React to the SmackDown Live top 10 list. And it's a video, so I'm going to try and find the actual list. Give me just an extra minute here.
All right. All right. While he's doing that, let's talk about the mixed match update bracket here. Cody Goads, you have the brackets right next to you. Go ahead and lay it on me.
So,
lay that smack it
in
down.
In our pool, let's recap what's happened since we last talked about this. I don't remember when we last talked about this. Did you bring it up last week when I wasn't around?
No.
Got it.
You are Mr. Bracket. So.
Roman and Bliss beat... Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch. They're a great team.
Shocking.
Together.
Shocking.
They have some very good tension going on between each other at the end of the match. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Goldust and Mandy Rose, replacement for Alicia Fox, took on Jimmy Uso and Naomi this week, and Uso and Naomi won.
That match was super entertaining.
That was very entertaining.
I was super entertained. I love
Goldust for fan vote.
Goldust. Yeah, I'm really worried about my fan vote of Team Ginger Snaps, which is Becky Lynch and Sami Zayn.
My fan vote is Ric Flair because I have them losing.
Who do they got next? Who do they fight?
They have Apollo Crews and Nia Jax, but I have them going out to. I have them losing to Rusev Lana, and then they get the fan vote. And they get the fan vote.
Okay.
See? So, like, it's like the last week. I don't know how that's going to work. If that's even going to be allowed. We're going to find out.
All right. Well, hit me with the updates here, Cody Goads. Who's
so
winning?
In first place, we have a 5-way tie.
Ooh, a good 5-way.
The 3 of you. And Devin.
I want to hear my name. Go ahead and read them out.
Devin and Chad. And the 3 of you, Brooke the Bruiser Bruce. A-Train and Trebuchet.
Yeah, winning. Yeah. Hashtag winning.
And then me and Roy are tied for 6th place with 12, and D is in last with 8.
Okay.
Everyone's PPR is 80 except for D, who has 74.
But nobody's out of this yet. We have plenty of brackets left to go.
A lot more points.
And what's our next match we got queued up? Is that the...
Elias and Bailey versus Rusev and Lana.
And
everyone is Rusev and Lana except for Devin and Chad.
Okay. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
I like how it's going. I cannot wait to see what they're going to do.
It has been
round 2 is gonna be fun.
Really interesting every step of the way here. Like, every single one of these matches I have been entertained at. Except for maybe the first one. The first one was a little bit underwhelming, but I feel like that's because it was the first one. That was the Sasha Balor. And
they won?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to root for them.
Who did they fight? I don't even remember who they fought.
Shin and Natty.
Yeah.
I think Shin and Natty were a really good team.
No.
Blame Shinsuke. Oh,
that's just
you're going,
that's,
man.
Yep. I'm going to catch some heat this episode. I do not care.
I thought it was Natty's controlling personality.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just gonna agree to disagree.
I have the Miz.
Speak at next podcast. Trent McMahon and Trent start a rivalry over Shinsuke.
You and I are gonna start a rivalry for a whole nother reason, which I will get into in a minute.
I have the Miz beating Finn Balor and Sasha Banks. Why? I don't know. Don't know why.
I don't know either.
Gonna be rooting for Finn and Sasha something. All the way. I don't care.
Yep, that was me with the Goldust Mandy Rose. Bruiser, you were saying that you want them to stay together longer than this mixed match challenge, correct?
Yes.
I agree with you so heartedly. Like, I feel like they are good for each other.
Well, I remember when I was watching older episodes of wrestling, there were more, like, one of the best matches I watched at WrestleMania, and you're going to hate it, was Miz and Maurice versus Nikki and John Cena. Like, okay. I love that cute. Okay. I love couples matches.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Then they had the whole proposal at the end of it and everything. And that's about where I passed out from drinking too much. So.
Oh.
Yeah, remember that.
WrestleMania is coming up.
WrestleMania. The train's coming and it's going to hit.
We're not talking about the A train.
He's gonna be conducting it.
We're talking about the WrestleMania train. Right. I'm gonna be the caboose, everybody, because I'm gonna be the ass of the fucking WrestleMania show.
Can't wait. Baker Fives.
But what couple were we talking about before? We talked about
Goldust and Mandy Rose.
Goldust and Mandy Rose. Yeah, because I think this works out really good. Because back in the day when Goldust character originally started, he had Terry Reynolds. Like, being his chauffeur.
Yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
And she was, like, the masculine person, like, smoking cigars, and he was all effeminate and everything. Like, it was a role reversal, and that works really good for the Goldust character.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to keep doing it and keep up the comedy, because, like, they had this weird sexual tension, but not really, like...
Right.
There had been sexual tension two of the last times they've done the Mixed Match Challenge.
I want to point out... How crappy of a job that Daniel Bryan did at referee.
Yes.
God damn it, you humanoids. Why the fuck did you not vote for Kurt
Just
Angle?
Just knowing Val Groot.
Right.
Yeah. Knowing them.
Shoulders were down. No attempt at a count.
He literally just watched. He looked at it. He didn't get down and cut.
This was the worst refereeing job since Earl Hebner. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, this was like a Montreal screw job as far as I'm concerned. Just like, clearly biased in this match. Clearly biased. Fire Brian, I'm just saying.
Tell me how you really feel.
I have been. I have been, and I will continue to do so. I am at Trebuchet LOL. Send all your tweets to at Showtime Schultz. All
right. What do you got now?
The top 10 list. Let's go into that really quick, guys. You got it pulled up here?
I got it pulled up here. So, all right.
Lay it on me.
Number 10!
So this is the top
10!
Ty Dillinger.
Of course. Yes.
What? Shocking.
What?
The fix isn't in here at all.
I only had one guess. It never would have been him.
Yeah, right. Next up, number 9, we have... Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah, Randy Orton, yep.
Surprisingly low, according to what the announcers were saying,
to the rest of the list as you say that.
Yep.
Number 8, and this includes both guys and girls, but number 8, Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch? There is no Rusev, unless he's 4. I don't think so.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
She deserves to be on this list, but higher, now, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm puzzled by this one, because it's a plural, but number 7, the Usos.
Yeah, that was my gripe. Like, they got tag teams on here. Like, that's not...
Does that mean that, like... Both of them together but like one of them was 3 and one of them was 4, so they just added.
Like, that's
them
what I want to know. I'm like, how do guys vote for this? Do you like, oh, vote for your favorite singles competitors and or tag teams? I'm like where's
there's no line drawn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have I'm thinking that we have a poll.
Okay.
You wanna have a poll?
What kind of poll?
The top 10 people in SmackDown.
Oh, for us right here?
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Can't vote for yourself?
Wow.
Well, you can't vote for yourself. You're not on SmackDown.
That's what you think.
I'm not going to have a good list.
I'm an unrestricted free agent.
Take your time.
I'm going to be your next NWA champion. The WWE could use me.
But the interesting part about this list is when it came out, they said they were going to use it, they being Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, to guide the matches and decisions and the development of characters as it goes on.
And it's chosen by the locker room. Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan don't have a say in it. Yeah, right. And the wrestlers can't vote for themselves is the way it goes.
Yep, that is true.
Yep.
So
number six is
number
where we're
six,
at.
The New Day, which is another tag team.
Yeah.
That's three.
Cody Goads, in ours, are we picking just wrestlers or are we picking tag teams as well?
The exact same way they did it. Whatever.
Okay.
Groups count.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Just SmackDown people?
Yeah. Okay. So SmackDown poll.
All right. And then next up, number five, which is surprisingly low in my personal opinion, Bobby Roode.
that is your personal opinion right there, no doubt.
Number four, we have Naomi. Number number three, we're going to upset Trebuchet again. Here is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Naomi was fourth.
Two is Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
And probably a decision Trebuchet can get behind is number one is AJ Styles.
The phenomenal AJ Styles got the phenomenal gloves rocking everybody. They're the red ones today.
Yes.
I feel like we're talking about SmackDown. They should have busted out the blue ones.
nobody's perfect.
Missed opportunities.
Nobody's perfect. All right, are you done with your list, Cody Goads? Are you still filling yours out?
No, I'm still filling mine out.
I am.
No, I'm not going to actually say who we voted for. I'm just going to aggregate them into a poll and figure out who
the Undisputed Podcast Power 10 is going to be. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll go over our Power 10 next week.
Next week,
right
yes.
here
mm-hmm.
on Undisputed Podcast. .com.
I love it.
All right. Oh my god, this is tough. I'm gonna go ahead and talk about some other stuff real quick before I
yeah,
finish out
on
the air here.
I'm through six, but I might want to change some of that.
All right. One more thing I want to talk about here, guys, is Rusev versus Bobby Roode for the U.S. title on SmackDown this week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can we keep this match going? Can we just book this rivalry for Fastlane or whatever the next pay-per-view is coming up? Because happy Rusev Day, everybody, by the way.
Happy Rusev Day.
It is Rusev Day.
Yeah, but it's a glorious week.
It was a glorious week.
Oh, gross. Machka. But no, this was fun. This was fun. And like we were talking during it, Cody Gibbs, you were surprised that this wasn't the main event. Because they had the number one contendership, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn,
yes.
as the main event.
Yep, I always think that the US title should have been
the main event. And I was telling you, telling him before this, that the WWE Championship takes precedent over the United States Championship. Even though the WWE Championship wasn't on the line, the number one contendership was, and that was going to be your main event for the evening.
You know better than I.
And I've never been wrong, so like it was just...
I'm pretty sure you have.
Just never been wrong. I'm pretty sure. 23% of what I say is true, so take that for what it is. The rest is open to interpretation. But I've never been wrong. And yeah, it's just the way that they do it. And I don't know. The match, the WWE number one contendership match was a little underwhelming. It ended up AJ getting involved and then no winner. And now there's a triple threat match coming up for the WWE Championship. Rusev Roode, though, that has some fucking staying power.
Yeah.
Because, like we were talking last week, Rusev is super over. Super over.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was chanting Happy Rusev Day. Like, at the start of the show when Shane was talking about this match, people were like, Rusev, like, day. Today. Mm-hmm. Like, we want it. And they gave him a steady dose of Rusev because Rusev came out after the mixed tag match, but a Rusev loss on Rusev Day is just not how you celebrate. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just goes to show you not every day can be Rusev Day.
Every
when
day is
when
Rusev
you're going
day.
Against the glorious
oh,
one.
Oh, my Lord. That's just rude.
That is just rude.
I know. I miss James Storm so much. Give me back the Boozer Cruiser and my beer money!
Thank you.
Throwing it back to TNA. You're welcome. That was just for you.
Thank you. Ty Dillinger. No, but Ty Dillinger. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ty Dillinger's been like...
I was looking to see who...
So
yeah.
not effective in this whole, like, SmackDown since he's been around. But yeah, I just wanted to say that they should keep that going.
Is it the ones in the circles, or is it the ones...
It's the same.
Oh, they're the same now. I noticed that. Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. That about brings us to the end of this. I think we're ready for final thoughts.
Let's go with the A-Train, because you're sitting directly across from me.
All right. Well, I'm not done with my top 10 list, but I can tell you number one is going to be Bobby Roode.
I believe that. I can predict. Hashtag predictable.
That was my final thought.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's glorious. Nice job. Final thoughts, Bruiser.
My number 10 spot for 10. The top
10. 10.
Goes to Daniel Bryan.
Yes. 10.
Upset. Upset. Yes. Upset.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. As a wrestler, yes. As a general manager, no.
Oh, man, I forgot Dolph Ziggler.
He's still technically.
And that was my final thought. Thank you, Trebuchets. I love you so much. Come back.
I'm back. All right. Thank you for that, Bruiser, for that very controversial final thought. Final thoughts, Cody Goads.
More gold dust.
Thank you for saying that.
Three claps for that.
One, two, three. My brother.
All right. Final thoughts, Trebuchet? Why, thank you, Trebuchet. I'd like to dedicate this episode to our missing counterpart, Chad Showtime Schultz. Get better soon, buddy. Get better soon.
We missed you talking.
Yes. Hopefully you'll be back next week. Be sure to follow us at UndisputedPodcast.com. We'll have all kinds of fun and crazy stuff. Stay tuned next week.
Or TheUndisputedPodcast.com. They both go to the same place.
Yeah, they do. Stay tuned next week for our Power 10
yes.
rankings.
Our SmackDown poll will be released.
Absolutely.
Are they going to do that on the show every week? Or
I have no idea.
Okay.
We will.
If they do it once a month, we'll do it once a month. No. We'll do it as often as they do
I'll do it once a week.
Okay.
I don't care.
We'll have a poll every week. We'll see how it changes.
Keep on checking that out, you guys.
We can put it in that little box on the website.
I was very tempted to put Miz on this list, even though he's not on SmackDown. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not
allowed
that.
John Cena is an unrestricted free agent. I don't know if we want to qualify him for the SmackDown Power 10. Because he's on...
No, he has to be on the brand.
I was going to say, I've seen him on Raw way more frequently.
I think you have to be a part of the brand.
Okay. So, John Cena's disqualified. Those are some of my favorite words to say.
You're breaking my heart.
Talk about breaking my heart.
The Riot Squad count as one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought about adding them.
Yep. So, be sure to check us out. Follow me at Trebuchet LOL. Follow him at Goad. Follow Showtime at Showtime Schultz. And I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.